Wednesday means there is footy just around the corner. That footy are the prelim finals. It's the Cowboys and the Eels on Friday, the Panthers and the Rabbitohs in a blockbuster. Well, they're both blockbusters, let's be fair, this time of the year. On the line to tell us more, readingtheplay.com.au is Jared Condon. G'day, Jared.
G'day, Jimmy. Let's hope we have some maybe games at a higher level this week than we got last week. But I must say, they look two cracking games, but I do have some question marks about the form around three of the four teams playing this weekend.
Ooh, interesting. All right, so why don't we start things off and we'll go to a premiership market and you can give me your thoughts on that, maybe even a strategy. But just looking at it from topsport.com.au, and obviously the Panthers are the favourites. They've come in from $1.82 to $1.77 now. We've also got the next in the line of betting of the Rabbitohs. That's interesting at $5. The Cowboys at $5.50 and the Eels at $6. Is there anything there where you think the market might not be quite right, according to you?
I do think the market's got it right, Jimmy. I do think that clearly Penrith are the team to beat. If you were of the belief that they are the side to beat next week, then I would suggest that you just take the, you know, the 177 or thereabouts now, and if you're not already into them, then now's the time to take that price, because they'll be $1.30 or shorter next week should they win this week, and probably giving up a line of 8.5 to 10.5 into a grand final. I would suspect, and if they play up to expectation and win this week, then Jimmy, I'm not sure who or how they get beat the following week.
Yeah, all right. Now, you're going to have to explain to me this first game, right? Cowboys against the Eels up there. It'll be 28 degrees. It'll be 80% humidity. We know that at 8 p.m. In Townsville on Friday night. Why do you have concerns about the Cowboys from a form point of view? Why do you have concerns about an Eels side that just won 40 points to 4?
Well, I think both come off very soft games, Jimmy. We'll get to the Cowboys in a moment. My worry about the Eels last week, and like you, I had some expectation that the Raiders could actually aim up. They were horrible, absolutely horrible. And the Eels dominated possession. At one stage, late in the first half, it was high 60% possession flow to the Eels. But on the back of that high amount of ball that they had, it was just soft. Jimmy, it was like a game of touch football. There was no physical contest from their opponent. There were, they ran it at will, line breaks at will, points at will. I just think that that's a soft walk-through win. Now, good credit to them because they aimed up and won comfortably, but I just wonder whether that's a match-hardening game to take them into what will be a tough contest this week. They lifted when they had to. I thought Dylan Brown was outstanding. I personally think he's been their best player this season. Now they travel, and that is a bit of an issue. They have lost five of their last six in Townsville. As you suggest, they're going to be playing in humidity. And we'll get to the game when they last matched up in Darwin in a moment, because I think the Cowboys have the right style of game to beat them. If we go to the Cowboys, again, they come through that soft game in terms of strength of quality against the Sharks. It went to extra time. They won, but the Sharks' form is reading very poorly. I don't like the fact that they ended up conceding 30 points to the Sharks. And since Origin, I think it's fair to say that they've been somewhat loose in defence. But they're very much advantaged by having the week off, very much advantaged by being at home. They've won 8 of their last 9 at the ground. And, Jimmy, they've been a darling to bet with this season because of their 25 outings, they've covered the line 17 of those 25 times. So, again, that's to their advantage. Fresh, no injuries, big, full house. I like the Cowboys. I'm just hoping that we see one of their better offerings that was similar to where they were coming into Origin, where, again, defence was the foundation of what they were doing. If we go to that game at Darwin, I thought Payton showed a very, very clever attack pattern. He played to the middle, but then had some really clever shifts to the edges where the Eels do like to cramp in, but also there's been question marks about the defensive combinations of the centres and wingers on each edge. And he just absolutely opened them up, rattled away with a big win, you know, 35-4. That game was gone at half time.
Yeah.
Sets up an intriguing matchup and contest here. I'm certainly with the Cowboys, but a very good game.
Are you at the -2.5, Cowboys?
Yes, I am, Jimmy. I'm longer than that.
Okay, and if defence...
I'm closer to 4.5, Jimmy.
Okay, and if defence is a key, are you at the unders, 42.5?
Well, I just think that the conditions probably see the game open up and that we probably see points. I'd be over 42.5, and if it pans out, then I think the Cowboys might end up getting a break and away in the second half.
Okay, all right. Let's have a look at the game on Saturday. They say 55,000 out there at a course stadium. The Panthers absolutely humming coming into this game against the South Sydney Rabbitohs side that are limping a little, but have Latrell Mitchell, Cam Murray and Cody Walker. How do you see this one?
And that's the question mark about the Rabbits, isn't it, Jimmy? That, again, they come through that game against Cronulla last week. They won comfortably. It's a very soft form game. I also wasn't that impressed with the Rabbits. I thought they had too many errors in their game and some missed tackles in their game, and they were a bit loose. I give them the benefit of the doubt coming off a big lift the week before against that arch rival in the Roosters. They knew as a matter of just getting the business done, which they went about doing. They weren't given a lot of opponent. The positives are that they have this finals experience, Jimmy. They're growing in confidence. Latrell is here and against the Panthers, and I think there's a big game coming from him. Homebush Suits, they've won 5 of their last 6 there, and their record as an underdog is very good. They've won 8 of their last 10 when being an underdog, but they've got those little nagging issues around injury and makeup, and certainly Burgess is an out.
Yeah.
The other mob, Jimmy, they're just the benchmark. I mean, I said 2 weeks ago about their coach. He is just timing their run to perfection, and he has done for the last 2.5 years. He's a very astute coach. All of the mail out of Penrith is that they've done 2 weeks of very physical opposed session, and so that the match fitness issue into the second half shouldn't be an issue. Of their last 8 finals, they've won 6, but only 5 of those have they won by up to 4 points. Now, the one they won by a margin was 2 weeks ago against the Eels. They've won 8 of their last 9 against the Rabbits, so they have a good hold against them. Jimmy, if we end up with 60,000, it'll be very interesting to see what the matchup of the crowd balance is. Nathan Cleary was just outstanding 2 weeks ago. I think he's the key to the game. His kicking game, his short running game, especially in the attacking zone. I have to be with the Panthers. They're the benchmark to beat. I thought 8.5 was a little bit too big. I'm happy to probably make that the bet for the week.
Okay.
If you were to say to me out of 5, I'd probably say it was a 2 out of 5 bet, Jimmy.
Okay, so you're going to go the Rabbitohs +8.5 as your best
Panthers
bet of the weekend?
To win.
But Panthers to
I
win.
Am.
Yeah, okay. All right, I think Panthers 13+, but anyway, I know you're very interested.
We might have to have a talk about that one a little bit later on. But,
exactly.
Jimmy, on the 41.5, I think that we're going to see a game where the Panthers' defence dominates, and I suggest it's under 41.5.
Yeah, okay. We don't like the unders bet, do we? You know, it's a negative bet.
No, we don't. Now, I'll give you one that you will like.
Okay.
There's a guy playing on the left edge for the Cowboys, who is just in outstanding form, and I think he's an absolute moral to score a try on Friday night, somewhere around $3. Valentine Holmes.
Oh, Valentine. Okay. Valentine Holmes is $2.94 to score a try. There you go. What price is he to fall over when touched by an attacking player running through the line? Do we have any
money? Probably 5s on, Jimmy.
Right, okay. All right, we need to be a little bit careful about that. All right, mate, we're excited about the weekend. It's the Panthers to win, but the Rabbitohs +8.5, and the Cowboys will get it done, and you think the line there is with the Cowboys at the -2.5 as well. Enjoy this weekend, Jared. I know you will, and we'll chat next Wednesday.
Take care, Jimmy.
If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.